on page Reshut, we finished talking about the Inyan of Targum and Olam Haba and the Malachim and so on. And now the morale, sort of a chazal, let's move. Mikomakam Advar Muvuarim. After all is said, Advar Muvuarim, everything is clear. Kiatara Hazois Gavoya Al Gavoya. Contrary to what the philosophers say, That's of course paraphrasing a pasuk. Gavoya al gavoya, it's the highest of the highest, above everything of this world. Umadrega al madregi yeshla ad olam haba. That's the point. Ad olam haba. And if there are things about the Torah that we don't copy, we don't understand, we're uncomfortable with, don't seem to mean this, don't seem to mean that, it's because it's talking a language. It's speaking. It's talking in Targum Lashon. Speaking in Aramish, it's talking about something, it's addressing in Yonim that even though of course it's giving us guidance of how to live and so on and so forth, but ultimately it's not Mihai Alma, the Torah is not from this world, and it's addressing issues that are beyond this world, that are directed to who we really, really, really are, that we don't see with our eyes. And the philosophers, in all due respect, as brilliant as they are, they're earthbound. And therefore, we're not, what the morale is basically saying, I think the last part that we learned, the Inyan of Targum, is a very remarkable statement where the morale is saying, Chaver, he's saying to the philosophers, we're just talking a different language. We're talking a different language. Torah is talking the language of Olam Haba. It's talking, it's an Olam Habitika tongue, it's an Olam Habitika language, and you're talking a very, very sublime and refined Olam Haza, you don't get it. Torah's Gavar al Gavar.
They are wrong.
Not wrong. They're wrong because they're operating. You're talking about oranges. Talking about bananas. You're talking about something else. You probably don't know the Sechel Eloki. You don't know what it means. Chelak Elokam Yimalma. You don't know what it means. Ayid. What is Ayid? What is a Tzur? A Tzelam Elokim. That's what he's saying. A Tzelam Elokim is another Hazach. It's something different. It's something mamish different. That's what I was thinking. When I drive, I think about what to talk about Shabbos. I used to be able to, when I was walking, because I had a long walk. Now it's only 4 minutes to get to shul. I used to walk for an hour, so I always had every time I would walk, I would have my thoughts together. So now, a little bit when I'm driving, I was trying to think. I'm not going to go into it now, but just the thought of the whole minyan of Klais of the Bamidbar, which is Chumash Bekudim, the counting of Jews. It's not a davar pashut. But the Ramban, if you look at the Ramban on the parasha, the Ramban, you know, like how, and it's all based on Chazal's, how in every yid would come before Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron, Kadosh Hashem, the Ramban says, Aaron, Kadosh Hashem, and Moshe, who is Adon Kol HaNevim, Rabban Shel Kol HaNevim, when a yid would come to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, and they would look, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron would look at that yid. It wasn't just a question of counting. It's a different bechina. It's the same way that the din is. You know, we have spaces between one parish and the next. So Chazal say, because you have to be misbonin, you have to give a revah. There has to be a space because you have to think. What did I learn over here? What is this parish? What did I learn? So between one, when you see a yid, very often if you have yid in a classroom, if you have a lot of Jews, so you don't stop by each one to understand each one. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Look, to understand what is a yid, each yid, what's a Jew? It's not stamp to count. What does it mean? Who is this person? Other people, you see the David Melch was punished for counting. You see that. You see that the Zakenim weren't allowed to. They had to bring a kapara. Chizkuni says, also in the parish. They had to bring a kapara for counting, not Moshe and Aaron, because it's very dangerous to count Jews. The danger of counting Jews is that you don't see who this person really is. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how Goyim count. Sometimes they put it on the arm also, the numbers. But you count. Count. I tried, I fear, if it was X. That's it. To be misbeinin, what is a yid? Who this person is? What does this mean? So it's Gavoyim al Gamadrega al Madregi Yeshla, the second line in Reshit Aleph. Ad Olam Haba. Where is Barakal Advarim. So therefore, even if you see something in the Torah looks like it's talking about something that's not so chash. Stam stories, it's talking about straps and scrolls and all kinds of things. Im kolze megim ad olam haba. Every single thing reaches olam haba. Vahare limud ha-tayr misyachis al ha-adam. The learning Torah is misyachis al ha-adam. Of course, when we learn, learning has to speak to us. We're human beings, and we're trying to understand. Ki k'may sha-adam av shuhu ba-olam hazah gashmi. Rubas of Adam, even though human being, it's true, we're physical and Rubas of Adam, we're blood, we're flesh and blood. But a Jew has a unique opportunity when you're learning Torah. When we're learning Torah, even though we're physical, but when we learn Torah, we have time away from the world. We have time mamish. It's a zechiyah to be mesulik v'nagashmi, to be separated from physical things. That even when you're learning the mitzvahs pshutas, you're learning the tayag mitzvahs, and you're learning halachas, and you're learning whatever it is, whatever chelik of Torah you're learning, that your mamish at that time you mesulik min hagashmi. Kacha Torah misha'odim esasib udvarim sham gashmi. So when a person is learning Torah, even though he's talking about physical things, you're talking about inyonim that are mamish, daily things in life. In the Zikin, Nosh, and the Zikin, things that. But really, he says, that's what he's reviewing. But through this, a person becomes attached to the Olam HaElyon, and he takes himself into that Maila HaElyon, Shupnimis HaTorah, which is the inner essence of Torah. Olam Haba, V'Davik B'Shem Hazeh, Him Sayyidah HaTorah, and a person becomes attached and connected to this Sayyidah HaTorah, even though we don't understand. Even though we don't understand, in this week's paragraph, Zachal Dvarim Harbe, Allah Mitar Lashma could be an Elechiyid that's sitting. It doesn't mean it has to be a Vilna guy. An Elechiyid is sitting and he's learning Pirkei Avos. He's trying to be Mavis Sedra. He's Zachal Dvarim Harbe, that the biggest philosopher, the biggest guy in the world can't be Zachal. It's in this week's parak. Is Zachal Dvarim, is Allah Mitar Lashma, is the Dvarim Harbe, whatever that means, which all the Mepharshim talk about, Dvarim Harbe. Sayyidah HaTorah. Rose Torah, secrets of Torah mamish. Lefiha ha'isik b'Torah ha'isik hu b'dvarim gedolim. No matter what you're learning, it's b'dvarim gedolim. Big things, big inyan. That's what you're isik in. And that's why a lot of the kids don't feel that, and they have the yeish, especially when they're learning Gemara, because the whole inyan of Gemara is to be nitpicking. The whole inyan of Gemara, like everybody feels like, can we get on with this? Like the whole inyan of learning Gemara is like every single possible deek. So what happens is that people begin to feel that they're isik in dvarim ketanim. That this is like, God forbid, these are Dvarim Ketanim, come on. The Dvarim Gedolim. Ke'en loch ha'loimer, ki kasha yasib g'dvarim ha'gashmim, kama nezek shor v'bor v'chayetze b'zeh, she'en li esib g'dvarim ha'pnimim. You might think that when I'm learning these sugyas, when I'm learning sugyas in the Zikim, right, that you might think, you get the feeling that maybe I'm just, you know, this is stuff, it's not really, it's not, any, it has nothing to do with Olam Haba, there's nothing here that's spiritual, there's nothing that, it's Dvarim Ketanim. And a person thinks it's no different than if someone would force me to have to read the law review, you know, to go to the library and to read some law book, to read a million little details about Jones versus Jones, you know, 1922 in South Carolina, that this guy's animal gave a clap to this guy's, you know, to this guy's dog or something, and I have to go reading up all these cases, and all of us have done all that we can to avoid law school, and I mean, at least me personally, some, I think maybe some of you fell in, but I, Baruch Hashem, last minute I pulled out, and you know, you say, what's a nageya? What's a nageya? Shem Kain Ha'odam, that's why this is the most basic preparation for shoes. Shem Kain Ha'odam Shu Oymeid Ba'olam HaTachtein Ein L'Chelik Ba'olam Ha'Elyon HaNivdol. You might think, I'm stuck in this physical world. I'm stuck in this world and the stuff that I'm learning, the stuff that I'm reading, it's all, I have no Chelik in anything higher than this world and who I am. Rakshat Tzorach Laimer, no, that's wrong. A Yid has to understand, a Yid has to say, I'm a Yid. I'm not just a piece of flesh and blood. I'm not just somebody that's reading up on Jones versus Jones and about somebody's cow and somebody's axe. He says, "What? I myself, I'm in the neshama hanivdelus. I'm medes beguf. My base even is yom hamiyuchus. We call it. What's the yichus of base even? It's yom hamiyuchus." Because on that day, the Baruch Shalom said, Atentilim Amalachas Kahan Vebel Kodesh. That's why it's called the Yom Yuchas, because the Baruch Hashem told us that we're Malachim. Amalchas. Rabbi Yeni says, Amalachas Kahan, Adonim Esarim, masters of our own lives, not to be afraid of any boss of Adam, not to be afraid of what anybody says. That the life of a Jew and the life of Klal Yisrael is not up to any psychologist, not up to any politicians, not up to Sharon, not up to Bush, not up to Lahavdil. Any kayach in the world outside of the Ratzon Hashem. That's what it means. That's the yichus of a Jew. That's why in the Medrash of this week's parasha, so the Goyim says Neskanavim u'Misaylam. So the Goyim had a kinna. When the Bereshim came to give the Torah, the Bereshim had jealous. How come? Why are they zayche? So the Bereshim's answer is Havilu Sefer Yichusecha. Bring me the Sefer Yichusim Kashabonai Oisim. Bring me your yichus. What do you mean? They're also Yichusim to Avim, but the Yitzchak, not the Yaakov, but the Yichusim. So Hashem tells the Goyim, bring me your Yichus, like my children, bring me their books of Yichus, who they come from. What's the Pshat, who they come from? What's the Yichus? The Yichus is, like Absadik says in the Rishayim, our Yichus is, and that's why it's Yoham Yichus, and it's the Hadoma to Maimon HaSinai, is that we're not the same. There's something different about a Jew. And we came into existence from two old people who couldn't possibly have a child. Habitu la'avom avichem v'alstar techalalchem. Take a look, says Navi, and who our father and how our mother gave birth to us, a woman that didn't have the kelim to have a child. It was, nobody would believe it. Even Sari Meir was inside of herself, on her madrega, she was laughing. It couldn't be. How could it be such a thing? And that's how we became. It's not from this world. We're not meshubit to the rules and regulations of this world. That's what it means. The yichus of a Jew is not to be misyayish, like the Kohen says, never to be misyayish. Because this world is not a world that controls us. And the Maharal saying over here that a Yid has to know that you're in the Shema Hanifdalis Oymedis Beguf. A Yid is in the Shema Oymedis Beguf. You might look like the guy, you might talk like the guy, you might eat and drink and sleep like a guy, but you're in the Shema Oymedis Beguf. It's different. It's a different Bechin, it's a different Metzius. Something different. Therefore a Jew has through keeping mitzvahs and by learning Torah, a Jew has a devekus, is an attachment to what? To the olam ha'elyon, to the higher world. Even when a person is busy with these halachas, learning these dinim and keeping these mitzvahs, he's attached to the inner essence of Torah. And every single thing in our lives, every single thing is touching the highest, highest world. And that's what it means to be a Yid. That's what it means to believe in being a Yid. That's what Maimon HaSinai means. Our lives are important. Every single detail is something which is Olam Habadik. It's not just what we see with our eyes. The philosophers say we spend all of our time thinking about very big things. We talk about deep things. In other words, we're using the highest part of who we are. You're not. You're busy wrapping straps and wrapping leather straps. And we're thinking about big stuff. The Torah is not taught. Torah is telling myself that this one has this many children, that one went here, this one went there. I mean, we're talking about big things. We learned, and again, the Maral is chazrin. We learned the opposite of this. Even though it looks to us like the Torah is talking about simple things, or even sometimes God forbid silly things, like the Zohar says, "Oy vavoy," if you think that. The Torah, when you're learning these things, even though they seem simple, you're in a, again, it's a different language. We're not in the same. We're in a different world. Always bothers me, like you have in the schools, in the day schools, in the modern schools. So you'll have any time this, I shouldn't say any time. Most of the time, there's some sort of a special thing, a special program. It's on the cheshbon of the morning, on the cheshbon of the learning, because you don't want to interfere with the important part of the day, which is English. If you think about it, and it must add up over the years to hundreds and hundreds of times. And when I was a teacher, they knew that they knew that they were going to get it from Weinberg. Any time such a thing happened, any time, and I made mechaz, and I stood in front of it, but there was a bus that was going to take kids to see a Broadway show, because they were learning a certain thing in literature, and it was going to take them to go see the show, and they had to leave at 9:30, 10 o'clock, whatever it was, to go, and they're going to go see that play in the theater. And I stood in front of the bus. I said, I'm going to lie down on the floor. And they thought I'm out of my mind, and the kids were going crazy, and Weinberg was lying on, I'm going to lie on the floor in front of the bus, not going anywhere. What kind of thing is that? For where? The Mesa Nefesh, Romeo and Juliet. There's a Mesa Nefesh. To take off time, that their whole lives they have a few hours to learn. She says, but it's a person don't understand. But the, any precious moment, if we want, because English, and we're not going to be able to take the regions, and we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that. V'afim ein ha'davar magdolim yidun l'hamasik. It comes to Torah, even though we don't know the greatness of these in Yonim. V'komakam ha'maldush karval aguf. V'agufu karval ha'neshama. We believe that all of these things, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, all of the mitzvahs, these are all levushim. We're reading about these things, they're all levushim. And the levushim, he says, trust in Hashem. That the garments are attached to the body, and that the body is attached to the soul. So when we're dealing with the garments, which are all the stories and the mitzvahs and all these inyanim v'roisik in our whole lives, trust that we're touching the neshama, that it's attached to the neshama. Ad shahakol mischar misdavi b'hasogi al yoyne, everything is mamish attached to that highest world. Now I don't want to spend. I want to finish the parak and go into all the footnotes. But certainly it's Kedai. If you have a chance, you look in 81, Hafrich Bad, the Kula Bad. I mean, if it says in the Mishnah that every single thing, there's nothing that's the Yaitzim in the Torah. Every single thing is in Torah. Ubezeh, Yeish Dveikus La'odam, B'madrega Yaisal Yanihi Madregas Alam Haba. It's Madregas Alam Haba. Yeish La'odam Limud. Kfi Erech Ha'odam. Ashuhu Gam. That even though we're physical, we have a dveikus lamala lamala. That's what we just finished learning, that we say shnai mikra echa targum. Certainly the Torah relates to us as human beings, and we have to do our best to try to learn it, to understand, but we should know that there's that part that it's addressing that's beyond our understanding. Even though we're Isaac in things that appear to be physical, again, you know, the morale sometimes seems to be repeating, okay? And with this we have resolved the question that the philosophers have asked: how is it possible how is it possible for a human being to achieve eternal life by doing things that are finite, tefillin and tzitzis, and by reading stories that talk about finite things? But the philosophers said only the mind is infinite, and only when the mind is philosophizing and thinking about the planets and the galaxies, things beyond the world, is that one part of a person which is eternal, which is the brain. So that, he says, that question, he says, has been answered. What we've learned in these prakim are very, very precious and honored things. How fortunate we are. That our lives are filled with Torah. Achadover habora asheboy yivodalocha milus limit atari biyoyse. And especially the Maral says we have to remember and to review the unbelievable mila and the privilege that we have to learn Torah, not just to be Isaac and mitzvahs, but learning Torah. That limit hatayr is a gewaldige thing, a gewaldige schus. And that the limud is almanas lasis and godel talmud shemevel de maise. Hu asher is borlocha rishayna. That we learned in the earlier prakim, and in 85 he goes through a little bit of a reminder of what's been in the last few prakim. We've been learning that only by means of Torah is a person lifted out from the confines, the constraints of a physical life of this world. I was thinking before how. That it's an interesting thing. So the malach gives a smack to the baby, and the baby comes out. The baby's learning called Torah Kula, and then the baby comes out and gets a smack in the mouth and forgets everything, right? So When the baby's inside the mother, the baby is not yet connected to the physical world. The baby's still part of that amazing world before this world, inside the mother. And in Mela, the baby understands Kol Torah Kula. Because what the Gemara is saying is that this world conceals and covers the truth. When the before the baby enters into this world, see, we think of it like, wow, there's like this Rebbe there, like with a blackboard and an overhead projector, like teaching the baby, like, you know, and just in the last second they finish up, they make a Siyum and Shas. And, like, we think of it like that. No, that's not what it means. I think the simple pshat is that without the confusion of this world, Kol Torah Kula is who we are. That's who we are. Be'etzem, that's who we are. That's the essence of who we are. It's just when we come to the world, we forget. Because this world covers, and this world is a world of Helam. The Olam is Helam, which covers and conceals that which is the most obvious. Mela, we understand. I was thinking how it's an interesting thing that the first thing the baby gives a shy scream, the baby starts to scream. The mother gives a patch on the mouth, and the baby's screaming. Why? Because the second that the baby comes into the world, why is the baby screaming when the baby comes to the world? Oh, pachad, all of that. The baby's screaming because he's hungry. That's pashut pshat. The baby comes into the world, the baby screams hungry for air, hungry for food. But it's the first time that this baby ever had a taiva gashmis. And Nebuch, the rest of his life, he's doomed to, like all of us, the taiva is, like the cosmogus are the taiva and the gava. And that's now 120 years of taivas coming up. But the first taiva the baby has, that first taiva is asin. The first taiva is, whatever, doggies. Shimon's. It's the first taiva. The first taiva. And the second that the baby has a taiva, that means it's a patch on the mouth. The mouth that eats, the mouth, that first taiva is from the mouth. That's the second baby has a taiva, that's it for the taiva. So automatically it happens. Because the taivas of this world cover up the taiva that's inside of us. The taiva is there all the time. And like Rav Kook, there's a tshuva, the tshuva is sure you believe. The tshuva is in the heart constantly. Tfilas are constantly, the neshama tamid mispalalas, tamid, and we're constantly learning, the neshama is constantly with the malach. When we come to this world, we're screaming with taivas, and the taivas cover up, and we don't see. That's what he says. So, only through learning Torah can we come back to that place. Well, only when we're learning Torah can we try can we come back to that nakuda of who we were before we came into this world, when it was mamish, mayim b'mayim, in the mikveh of Torah, completely immersed in Torah. Because the Torah is mitzias, the Torah is an adam habadik thing, therefore it's mitzias adam in ha'olam. It pulls you out, actually, yeshal devegas b'yizbar. She'im laha yom mitzvahs min Hashem yizbar. Hayo adam ushut v'mshah nevar mativyim. If mitzvahs would not be from Hashem, then a human being would be no different than any other animal. Va mitzvahs he mitzvahs as adam madregas ativyim. Mitzvahs are what make us different and take us out of the teva. It refines and purifies the soul. Till a person become attached to Hashem, the mitzvahs purify the soul. We're not going to spend time. We learned all this. Therefore, the most precious thing that a Jew could do is learning Torah. And even though that's true, if it's a mitzvah of errors, then you stop learning Torah to do a mitzvah, right? Because the whole thing is Talmud is made from the Maisa. So learning Torah doesn't pop to you up, not even from the Drabbana like Mikra Megillah. Not even from Mikra Megillah, right? Because why? Because the Tachas of Torah is Limud Amanas Lasseis, that we should live this way, and we should become, that our minds should be Dovek to Hashem through learning, and that our bodies should be Dovek to Hashem through mitzvah Samasim Torah. So he says, "Nezer limanat Torah shul kinyan haseichel, and I miss Hashem tziruf nafshu oyoyis." Certainly, learning Torah is the highest madriga. With the most exalted part of a human being, the mind is uplifted. Al shul David beisbarach, l'chein chachmei hamishna, l'chachmei hamiroyim, achareim kol chachmei leiv achareinim. Therefore, all the chachamim, the mishnah, the hamiroyim, the tanayim, the hamiroyim, and all the achareinim. Don't think they were wasting their time with all the pulpulum, What the Ari HaKadosh says, that when you're Isaac and Pilpul, you're taking off all the klipas and you're bringing refugus and yeshuas to the whole world. When you're learning a Pilpul, when you're learning a Shtikl Torah, and you're saying over a Pilpul, you're learning a Pshat Rabbi Kivega, Pnei Yeshua, you're saying over a Ktsais and the Sivas, your mamash a Taisis, you're learning Pshat and Taisis klipas, and your mamash removing the Helam and the Hester, the concealment and the darkness of the world, you're peeling it away. As you're peeling away the kashas to a sugya in the Gemara, so you think that Havais, Abai and Rava, that Abai and Rava are talking about Kleinikite. What are you talking about Kleinikite? This diyuk and that diyuk, this extra letter, that missing letter. People think it's a davar kal. If they would learn with the boys in yeshiva a few prokhim of the Maharal, and it should be good in the kishkas, then they wouldn't have such a chalishas hadas going through Gemara. They would have an excitement going through the Gemara. Since the mitzvahs purify the soul, so when the chachma of learning the mitzvahs, what tziruf agam is the highest level of tziruf. V'lo kach is a v'loy, he says v'loy kach davish ena megil l'shem mitzvah. It's not the case with the philosophers, even though they could be thinking about the deepest Indian, they're talking about, you know, the nature of man, the face, whatever they're talking about. They're talking about planets in the face. They're talking about all these deep things. It does not in any way change the soul. That's why, as we learned, that they remain as magushamim. They remain completely magushamim, physical and coarse. It doesn't change them at all. There's no way those things that they're talking about, even though they sound very fancy and they sound very highfalutin, but it's not going to get them closer to Hashem. For every word, everything that the Baruch Shalom said is tziruf, and mamish is refined, is to purify. Yitziruf nafshoi ad shal yidei zahad vekis b'yizbor kol shekein halimud b'tar. Since the mitzvah itself is a tziruf, kol shekein, how much more so when a person learns the depths of a mitzvah, that brings him closer to Hashem. Kol shekein halimud b'tar hu tziruf hanefesh yoyis ad sheyikna ad vekis b'yizbor sheichel chachm shekol chachm yitziruf hanefesh. Nezah amr b'soif nid b'perek basur the Megillah. And that's what Chazal is saying. Tana Develio, Kala Shaina Halachas Bechal Yai Muftach Laishu Ben Alam Hab. Whoever reviews and learns halacha every day is Muftach Laishu Ben Alam Hab. It's guaranteed that he's going to be a Ben Alam Hab. Shenema, Halichas Eilam Lai, Al Tikri Halichas Ella Halachas Eilam. Adkan. Halichas Eilam Lai. That the path that leads to Eilam Hab, Al Tikri Halichas. That path, that road that we walk to, it's al tikri halichas ella halachas. It's through halachas that we have the halichas to ilam haba. Adkan. Ubir inyan zeh. Ki halacha hu birur b'tziruf hadin. We'll come back to that note later. Because halacha, when you're learning halacha, halacha is to get to the bottom of the din, is to purify, as he says, to take away the peels and all the kashas, and to get to the ratzon Hashem. What does the Baruch Shalom want? What is the Rebbeinu Shlom thinking over here? What's he thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlom? Umipnei zeroi shahaloch yitziruf ha'odam gam kein. Therefore we understand that since the whole point of halach is to take away the peels, to get to the truth, to get to the bottom of things, to get to Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, so too when a Jew learns halach, that's getting him more and more, that's getting him closer and closer to his destination. Ad shu ben elam haba. To the point that you're living in this world, but you're a ben olam haba. The commission is barba parak she'achazer. Vim yesh l'cha leiv l'havin, if you have a heart that understands. Az tovin, he says a little bit hard, az tovin ma'a sh'romuz v'zeh sh'omhu, zeh sh'shayna halachas. Let's say sh'shayna halachas. Heim dorm sh'amanu. Ka sh'shayna halachas af ki sh'shayna b'davar katan. He says when a person reviews, he's learning, v'shinantam sh'shayna halachas b'davar, even though it's kishana b'davar katan. One of the hardest things certainly is to do chazar, because if you had a hard enough time feeling it was important the first time, it's going to kill you the second, third, fourth time. That really has to be l'shem shemayim. That's the biggest problem in the yeshivas, because guys like enjoy a good svar, it's exciting, but then to chazar it 100 times, that already is very, very unexciting. Right? So he says, you feel more and more that the inyan is shrinking as you review it more and more, like, you know, it's a davakadim. That is a hoylech va'oyla ad lamali, you're wrong. Klas shayna halach is the more you review it, the more you ingrain it, the more it becomes embedded in who you are. It's oyla lamala ad lamala ad lamala. Lachin amru zesh shayna halach is vi'iyav shalifarish yoyser, I can't explain anymore. Lekach b'ni, shma b'kayli, la'asher yatzcha, listen my son, to what I want, to what I'm advising you. Teilech b'ikves avais ha'olam. That's Chazal. Go and follow in the footsteps of Chazal. Shem also Iker, who made the Iker of life, limud ha'tayru mitzvah, the learning of Torah mitzvahs. V'digduke ha'mitzvah, and living a life where you're careful with mitzvahs, every detail. V'digduke digdukeha. V'shah chachmas, and remember the Maral was a genius in all chachmas. No one could say, Maral, you don't learn these things, you don't know how geshmak it is. The Maral was a baki in all chachmas. V'shah chachmas, achi kol rasa einayim. Even though you should know Chazal knew all this stuff. Chazal saw everything. V'lo einayla mehem dover. There wasn't one thing that they didn't see. They mamish saw everything. And that's why it's hafach by the kulavam. Mikol makom dovku b'darach ha'tayra. They knew very well what's out there. And they chose because they chose the Torah because they knew that they know what the Torah is. B'dineha u'b'mishpateha. D'dinim katan v'godl shamhu. Everything is there. Ki imrus Hashem is baruch mitzvahs heimatziruf. Just by when you're learning, only through learning the mitzvahs of Hashem, that's where the tziruf, that's where the purification, the refinement takes place. Ad sheyegiha adam al adibuk b'yis baruch, till a person is attached to Hashem. V'ficha kasuv. Magin hula kalachaisim by that Hashem is baruch, the Torah protects and takes care of all those who take refuge in the Torah and in Hashem. V'darshu magin alav seichich alav, the Torah protects you, it covers you like schach. Hu ha'dovid by kamayishes b'alaman. V'yidiyah b'mitzvahs hu atziruf ha'nefesh oy yoyser. And if that's doing mitzvahs, then learning and understanding mitzvahs is the highest level of refinement. V'havein ha'dvarim ha'elu v'koshrim elibecha. Attach them, tie them to your heart. V'haseyosam ha'tor l'reshecha. You very rarely get so dramatic. And make them a crown on your head. V'ha'yaluzu mehem einecha. Don't turn your eyes away from them for a minute. Ki em divrei emes v'yoyshe bruha ma'ayt. These are words of truth, very, very clear.
I understand. It seems that he was heading towards why the kid shouldn't think that the Gemara is Jones v. Jones, and he's not really answering that. And at the end, he's summing it up, not based on anything that he's proven. Prakart, he's saying that, just trust me, that they knew what they were talking about. And
ultimately, it boils down to
Emunah. I understand. It's one of the biggest yesidus of Emunah.
It comes
from
is
the yesidus.
This is the right you're saying.
But he's not. Like, I thought we were going, or perhaps I misunderstood, I thought we were going to say that Baba Kama is not Jones v. Jones. There's more to it. I'm not going to explain it to you. I'm just going to tell you, trust me. That's what he's answering.
What he's saying is that when
every little thing means something. I'm not explaining it
right, to you. Right. No, so when you, the morale, basically, the first Israel is Akdamat, all of this one. That's what we're learning at first. So that's this whole safe to Israel, both volumes. And now we have two volumes, or three. So I learned it when it was one. So the whole Tiferes Yisrael is a Hakdama. The rest of the Maral's Ksavim, are to take us on an amazing journey to show us what does the Gemara, what does this mean? What are the Devarim Halyayinim? To give us a taste of that. The Chiddush HaGadah's Maral, you learn the Maral, it's a different, it's an underveld. You know, it's an underveld. You sit on Tisha B'Av. So you have, so Tisha B'Av, you learn Gittin, and you open up the Chiddush HaGadlis, you know, you see the morale on the Agadah of the Churban, Kamsa from under the veil, a different world. The morale opened this up for us. The morale is the Rebbe that opened this up, Mamish, for us to have a Pnimius Atar, to see the Pnimius Atar. Even without using the Lashonis of, without using the Lashonis of Kabbalah, of Zohar, and so on. Let's read footnote 92. On page Bereishit Gimel, then you have halichas and halachas, that halacha in particular, and that's why we've spoken about this before, and if you've learned the Maral Svarim, especially in Beragoyla, but all over his Svarim, the Maral was the most outspoken opponent to Pilpul that ever lived. The Maral, later on from the Gaon, the Maral saw Pilpul of Hevel, Stam. He saw without the tachlis of understanding the halach and getting to a clarity on the blot and a libid hilchus to come to the halach, the Maral saw in the hair splitting Pilpulim that at that time in the chilukim in Poland, in Europe, the Maral saw that as being chalila the end of time. He saw it as being a very, very big danger in time. And that's why we have such a hakaras atayv to that Hashem's Baruch, that the Hashgach is Hashem, is that in our daris he sent into the world Reb Chaim Brisker, to be Mazakas, that he sent Reb Naftali Trop, Reb Shimon Shkop, that he sent into Reb Elchanan, the Avnei Nezer, Reb Menachem Zemba. It's a pella also that at the same time in Europe people had never ever saw each other, never learned with each other. When you learn Avnei Nezer and you learn Reb Chaim, how did that happen? It was all happening at the same time. Where did the Avnei Nezer, Reb Chaim and the Rogatchev, where did they exactly, you know, they didn't have then Torah Masorah Aguda conventions, and even the conventions that they had, those people didn't go to them. So where did it happen, such a thing? And it wasn't that they met up someplace and they worked out the Sheikah's entire devotion had Rachmanis on Klai Yisrael, and he sent in Poland. He said, in Bechlau, it was everywhere, that there came into the world that, before Mashiach comes, that even a simple Jew can have a behirus, can understand pshat, and not get lost in pilpulim, that'll take him further and further and further away from the underlying yisoid of what the Gemara is saying, of what Chazal are telling us, from the halacha. The whole thing is a half-a-dick thing. It's all Teres Eretz Yisrael that was unfolding, and then also Rav Kook and Bechlal, the whole Tekufa, but then early of the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and everything that was happening, the Baal Shem and Yonah V'Emunah, I mean Ramchal, all of a sudden you have a Jew, the Ramchal, and Rav Yaakov Emden is putting him in the Chayr, and Ramchal is writing for him Derech Hashem Das Tunis. Ramchal's writing like Rambams in Emunah, that until that time everybody's like lost, what do we believe in, what's going on, there's only big people like had a, and then the Ramchal says, this is who we are, this is what we do. He writes Derech Hashem, he writes Maseil Shusharim, and at the same time what's going on in Vilna, Merdik, and Reb Chaim Volozhin, and then the yeshiva, and then it's Siv, and it opens up the yeshiva, and in Poland, and Baal Shem HaKadosh, and then what's happening with the Avnei Nezer, and the Derech HaLimud, and with Avnei Nezer's Talmidim, and Kutsk, and Shishcha, and learning. All unbelievable things, the Rogatchev, Tzemach Tzedek, and half of the big things that were happening at the end of time, and it's still happening, we're still part of. So let's look at 92. Gedar halachi is bar b'seif ha-perek abo. We're going to talk more about halach in the next perek. V'sham yadgish is ha-yoshish of halach. What's the meaning of halach? Why the moral was so big on halach? Halach is like, halach, we learned this, yoshish. That's why it's called halichas. It's a straight path halach. This is it. You can come out of being in yeshiva, you know, 20 years, and somebody says, so what's the halacha? You try to, you know, and you end up, your wife knows better than you, because she went to some class, and the class, they said, don't do this, do this, and so on. And he said, well, it could be like this, could be like that, but I'm super. In the meantime, Shabbos is in 10 seconds, and he's still clearing, maybe, I don't know, I remember there was a machlokes, Rosh, and Iran. You know, what are you going to do? It's Shabbos. So halacha is yosh. Shinanaita klali, minil small, it doesn't go to the right, to the left. That the halachi is clarifying the din and purifying and refining and getting to the bottom, the truth. Rei Behekshe says, Devar b'derechayim. In derechayim also b'bir ha'mayim ha'elu v'elu dir v'lukim chayim. Both these and those are the words of the living God, which the Maral has has big yisaitis in that Indian. Rabbi Shan b'silo, that both these and those are the words of Hashem. Shenema machlokayis mishal b'shilu b'shamay. Shekosuk Yeshem is b'chamar al rights. Yeshem is b'chamar al kosher apostle. Ein zerak mitzad hatam. Ki Ain Dabi Shabatarish Ain Lai Tam. Because Tamim Shavim Lagamri, Shayesh Kan Tam Lahav Shavatam lives, so what's a Tamim Shkulim Shavim Yarimbiza, Elovel Devlukim Chaim. That there's a tzad in every single thing in the Mitzvahs, there's a tzad of Koshen, there's a tzad of Posel. And the moral says the kach oyemachloik is b'sham b'sil. Avos sham machloik is shechom enekach. Av sheyeshel kol echad ve'echad tam hogan. In all the machloikis that we have, even though you have each side has a tam hogan, is a good point. Av shemizeh hatzad yoyem ki gam dover zeben Hashem is baruch, that you could say that this side is also from Hashem. Shekol tam hogan hu min Hashem is baruch. Mikol makom kashi yizdake hadover mitzad haseichel aposhet as goy v'das ha'echad al hasheni. When it comes to other machloikis and not b'sham b'silo, so even though it's true that they're both divlekim chaim, that they both there's a tzad that goes all the way up to Hashem Yisbarach in each opinion, still, if you're medaktik and you work it through, one side is going to be mezgaber. There's one side that's shining stronger, but with b'sham b'silo, he says it's elu ve'elu shkulim. It was up psak alocha. So even the one that we don't paskin like in this world, it also is from Hashem, but it's not the halacha. And it could be that it'll be used at a certain time. If a person is poor, shasat chak, b'devet, and then we'll tap into that halacha. It's not sheker. It's not wrong. It has a tzad that it's from Hashem Yisbarach. But for this situation, at this time, that's not the halacha. That's halacha. Seichel poshet. Ain't like shum his yachzis alagashmi. Avodavish ain't a halacha. Kevin ain't a seichel gomer. If it's not halacha, it's not seichel gomer. It's not completely. So yeshlis yachzis alagashmi, then it has a little bit of an atiyah towards the physical world. Himu seichel b'mastel, it is a seichel. Kamakam ain't a seichel gomer. Halacha is seichel gomer mamish. It means it's not a, that's when you're touching that part which is beyond this world. With all other chachmas, even if you understand it completely, okay, then your hasagas are still of this world, or maybe of malachim, angels. But your hasaga, what you understand, is not completely from another world. That can't be. It has a connection to this world. When you're learning Torah and you don't get to the halacha, it means you haven't gotten completely to the goal, to the end zone. You haven't gotten completely to what? To that thing which is totally olam haba, totally nivdal from this world. If you're still dragging around in all the discussions and you don't get to the halacha, it means that you're not at the end zone. You didn't get to that place. You're oisik in chashuva things, and there's no question, it's godly things. And there's an elu ve'elu, there's an element there, there's no question, but not the end zone. Footnote 94. It's the meaning of halachas b'chal yoyim. Nira kavanosa, ki tevas shayna, what does it mean shayna? Nemra al misha choyzer al dover she'ena godel kam apamim. That's what I was explaining. Shayna means it doesn't look to you like it's such a big inyan, but you review it over and over and over again. V'tarech hashinu nasal dover godel. And the more you review it, even though you resist it in the beginning, you don't feel like chazering. Chazering is the hardest thing. But the more you chazer something, then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger over time. You see how gewaltig it is. Someone who eats garlic and has a bad smell. In other words, it's a pella. If a person, the worst thing you do, if a person smells some garlic in his breath, and you want to give him, you want to help him to get better, the worst thing to do is to give him more garlic. But that, not when it's tired, it's not like that. The more you chazer, the better it smells. Even though in the beginning it was shver, you chazer it more and more and more, it becomes sweet. Because of Shom Mechdush HaGadis, the Maral says, Zalosh, Vavsha Balul Maidai Sama, Ki Asher Chota Kvar Vahesiv Becheit, the Indian of the garlic is hinting to a person who's doing an Aveir. Then a person does an aveir and he adds another chay. Yoyisim mekabel einish. There's more garlic, more stench, more of a stink, and he's being punished more and more and more. Alei shemeshana v'koyfel bechet. That he's what? He's shoyne bechet. He's going over and doing the aveir again and again and again. more than the person who just first sinned. We've seen this. When a person repeats an aveira, becomes worse. He stinks more and more and more. The more garlic you eat, the more you smell. The more aveiras, the more you repeat the aveira, the more you stink. Even though you don't feel, you feel like it's getting less. So you don't smell. It doesn't smell as bad as it did when you first started the aveira. The more you repeat the aveira, the more you're punished. Now, Chazal said, you know who's a fool, an idiot? A tipesh says, this is like when the guys come off the plane back from Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for a year, they finally learned how to read Talmud Bavli instead of Talmud Bibli. So the guy gets off the plane and he figures, well, by the end of this year, I'm hoping to make a Siyam HaShas. So he says, Emosai Ekra Kol HaTorah, when am I going to learn the whole Torah? When am I going to finish? He has his eyes set on this big thing. Instead of what it says, Pnei Maven Chachma, it says in the Pasuk, what does a Chacham do? He says, this is what a Chacham does. Umishu Bikech, an intelligent person, Mahu Aisa, what does he do? Shana Perik Elcha. He doesn't think about Shas. He doesn't talk about a grand Zion. He doesn't think about what's going to be at the end. He does like this, Shana Perik Elcha. He cracks open the Gemara, and he starts the first Perik, he starts learning Brachas. And he learns Shana Perik Elcha, B'chal Yayim V'yayim, Nachamo. He learns the Perik. Every day he learns another Amud, another blot. Ad shemesayim kol haTorah kula, till you finish the entire Torah. V'diyak, it clarifies the Inyan. Olakach davka haMishnah nikras al shem haShinun, la Talmud. Therefore, really the way to learn is that a person learns the Mishnayos and then he learns the Gemara. The way it's supposed to be is that when you chazar over the Mishnayos and you learn the Gemara properly, when you look at the Mishnah will tell you what? The Mishnah will remind you. That's how they learn. The Mishnah is like everything in the Mishnah is like a sign. When you learn each word of the Mishnah, then you're chazaring, you're reviewing all the dinim as it was clarified. But the Mishnah is the halach. The Mishnah tells you that this is a chalik, it's like this, and the chacham's like this, and was is like that. But then it's through the Talmud, through the Gemara, that the person clarifies that. So he explains that when Chazal wanted to emphasize the shaykhis that the Jew has to Ilm Haba by means of learning Torah, the Chazal emphasized Hashayna Halachas, because it seems like it's something which is not a big deal. You're learning a small Inyan. When you look at a Mishnah, you see a few words in the Mishnah. You see three sentences in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's mamish, hasn't it? Kol chalal yam, hasn't it? The whole universe in those few lines of the Mishnah. Mamish, it's just those are the, like Rav Shamshal Hirsch used to say, that they're like notes of a bigger lecture. Right? It's a famous thing Rav Shamshal Hirsch has in Maridik of Rav. It's like, it's not a Chaim HaKadosh really says that also. It's like notes of a lecture. Like there's this huge lecture. Now, you know that one of the things that we have problems was that Chazal really knew how to take notes. Not like you have a person, used to have, there was a guy, a roommate of mine, that he looked in his textbook, so he saw that came out every page was totally yellow from the highlighting. And I used to say to him, why don't you just, like, the one sentence every 10 pages that you're not going to have to do, you should highlight. Everything was highlighted, you know, and he used to be upset with me because I had like that. I used to have like every 7 pages one sentence, and this guy had like the whole thing highlighted. So to take notes means that a person is able to reconstruct a lecture based upon a few sentences. You have to reconstruct a lecture. When we look at the Mishnah has a Talmud that's connected to it. The Talmud, the Gemara, is a very, very, very complicated lecture. When you look at the sentences in the Mishnah, those are notes of a much, much bigger lecture. Just like the Psukim in Tanakh. How was the Vilna Gaon Ma'ariv Sedra? The Vilna Gaon was Ma'ariv Sedra. He opened up to the Pasuk. He read the Pasuk Shnai Mikra, Vecha Targum. And then the Vilna Gaon would say over, Kol HaTorah Kula on that Pasuk. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifro, Sifri, Mechilta, Zoya, right? That's how the Gain would look, was Marvis said. Isn't that a nice thing to do? That's a nice way to be Marvis said. That's how the Gain was Marvis said. Because to the Vilna Gain, those few words in the Pasuk were very, very brief notes of a big Shia. Of a big Shia. The Acham Kadosh in Tazviya says almost that really says that in you. It's a big olam haba that you're really learning. And footnote 96, was not afraid of other chachmas. The moral also felt that we should learn other chachmas, science and math. The moral was a baki in all the chachmas, as we said before. And he was not anti-chachmas at all. The shum eifin he wasn't. But the saif hisik shum he called over shu lamad al mahusa oilam yesh l'adam l'umayt. Yeah? Anything that will help a person understand the world, a person should learn. U'mechuyiv hu b'zeh. It's a strong lashon. Ki ha'kol ma'isi Hashem hu, because the world was made by the Baruch Shalom. V'yesh lamad alayhem u'lahakir ayidei zebara. To the extent that understanding the world will help you to understand, to recognize who created the world. Obviously, for those people who are just spending their whole lives reading those things, for the purpose of understanding Hashem, but they never learn anything about Hashem, so then that's not what he's talking about. But the moral was not anti-chachma. Fakir, the moral was a big chachma, and he wanted Jews to learn the chachma silent. But he wanted us to learn the chachmas in order to have a better understanding and a better way to appreciate the Bore, the creator of the world. Okay. He needs to get to sleep. He's still in Meiron. He's still in Meiron. Yeah.
What's the comparison to Malachas Khan? Why specifically the comparison to Khan? I mean, you just mentioned that. I wanted to...
Kahanim is like this. What does it mean in the Pasuk Kahanim? Yeah. Are you a Kain?
No.
Me neither. He's a Kain. So what does it mean? What does it mean in Malachas Kahanim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, in the third Shara, Kuf Samach Zayin, the Kahanim means Adonim Visorim. We see from David HaMelech that it says Kahani David, that a Kayin doesn't only mean a Kayin who works in the Beis HaMikdash, it means a Chashev a Mensch. So Mamlechas Kahani means that every Yid is a Balabas, is Chashev. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Doesn't mean Kahani, doesn't mean Pashut Pshah. We're not all Kahani. We're Oivdei Hashem. We're all Oivdei Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says of the Oivdei Hashem. Not Avadim to human beings, we're Oivdei Hashem.